Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard, appreciate you joining us. A lot going on, and if you're a mom and dad, a lot to sort through when it comes to medicine these days. And the latest, of course, President Trump announcing a possible link between Tylenol use with pregnant moms and autism, and that has generated a lot of feedback. And we are joined by an internationally renowned speaker who's a surgeon, an author, a coach. He's editor-in-chief of BMJ Global Health, a lecturer, also at Harvard Medical School, and has quite a resume. And we are honored to have with us this morning,
Hello.
Doctor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So welcome to KDK, Dr. Mark Schrein. Obviously, I'm curious to get your reaction because we wanted to search out somebody who would be able to give us almost a third-party feedback on this Tylenol connection to autism.
Yeah, sure, and thanks for doing that and for reaching out. Listen, it was not a surprise to hear the announcement yesterday of the purported link between the two. Basically, nobody within the medical community agrees with this. One of the most salient reasons for that is because autism was identified in the 1910s and Tylenol wasn't invented until the 1950s. So the link really can't be there.
That said, it seems to some of us have been around a long time. We don't remember as kids hearing about this. Was that because they didn't know how to diagnose this? Or there is some other link or contributing factor that we're still unaware of?
Autism is a spectrum of presentations, and it's a very complex. There's genetic, there's potentially environmental things behind it. Also worth knowing that, you know, when I was growing up in the 1970s, the number of moons that Jupiter had was far fewer than the number of moons it has now. And it's not that those moons weren't there. We just hadn't found them yet. Similar thing going on here. Autism has probably been present for a very long time. We're only just now understanding it, describing it, et cetera.
That said, we're making an assumption that a lot of people know what the autism spectrum is. So how can you kind of give us a idea? And I know it's complicated, but share what you know about what is autism.
Sure. Very complicated presentations of autism, and it runs a spectrum. And I should also say that an increasing number of adults are being diagnosed with autism or conditions on that spectrum. It's a different way of processing the world, processing sound, processing stimuli inputs that come into you. When I say different, it's sort of not the way that we, you know, were taught that things should be done, should in quotes. So we're just starting to learn that the way that brains process outside information just vastly vary among people.
And it presents itself in many different ways. Now, many autistic people that I've known over the years are highly functional, and in some cases they have extraordinary intellect. And then there are others who are unable to communicate verbally. So the spectrum covers a lot of ground.
Bingo. Yes, absolutely. And that's why it's called sort of autism spectrum, because it covers a lot of ground. So for some people, the sensory, the auditory, the processing, the way the brain works, ends up being able to fit into kind of normal, in quotes, life, able to mask some of the symptoms that we would call autism, and for others, less so. So very much, bingo, you're very much right, it's on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spectrum.
And that said, so let's talk about this particular instance where the president is suggesting pregnant women not take Tylenol. What would be their option if that's the path they choose, just to be extra safe in their mind? Because, you know, I guess if there's an alternative, then you remove the risk, even though most medical people don't think it actually exists.
Yeah, that's such a good question and such a hard question, because the fact is, of all the pain control, fever control medications that are out there, Tylenol is actually the safest that we have. So to say there's an alternative that would be safer is really tough. And that's what's, I think, the weirdest part about this announcement is you're pulling away from pregnant women one of the safest alternatives that they actually have.
And what would be the danger if they, for fever, for instance, would be more problematic or troublesome than actually the risk of taking Tylenol?
Absolutely. And in fact, that's such a good point. The fever intrauterine, fever while you're pregnant, can also lead to neural deficits, neural defects in the child after birth. So controlling the fever is far, far, far more important than trying to eliminate Tylenol, which doesn't really have that much of a risk at all in pregnancy. So it's a risk-benefit analysis, like anything in medicine is. This time, though, the benefit of Tylenol far outweighs any of this potential risk that the president thinks he's found.
And I'm sure the conversations among your colleagues, what are you hearing?
Yeah, again, not a lot of surprise. We all knew this was coming. We all knew that that the treatment that he was going to propose was coming too. So none of us is surprised, but also we're very disappointed because it's not based on any solid science.
I mean, there have been physicians trying to study these links of all sorts, and there are some studies that aren't complete that are looking into this, but nothing is concrete. Is that correct?
Yeah, there definitely are studies, the HHS did base this on one particular study. So it's not as if they pulled it completely out of thin air. It's based on a misinterpretation of that study, and also that one study was an outlier of all the others. So the bulk of the evidence is for, hey, this is a very safe drug.
And finally, doctor, what about people who have been concerned about vaccines causing autism?
Yeah, that has been around since the 1990s, since a study that was done, a very small study, I think it was 12 kids in it, that was later proven to be fraudulent. And the guy who did it had his medical license stripped for doing this, for publishing this quote unquote study. It proposed a link. The big, like millions and millions of children now have been studied across multiple countries. And there is absolutely no link between vaccine receipt and autism.
Will you get a flu shot this year, doctor?
I have already gotten flu and COVID this year.
Fair enough. Appreciate the time and expertise.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Dr. Mark Shrine, who is really, when you look at his resume, Aaron, pretty strong. He's quite well known in the medical world, Harbor Medicine, and I think a lot of people have a lot of questions, and again, recommend that you talk to your physician, the one you trust and utilize, because there's a lot of gray areas out there right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.